All right, we're back.
We're back. We're not hosting tonight. We're traveling back home from Atlanta on our road trip podcast, bitches.
We're traveling to Atlanta.
We are.
From South Carolina.
Yes.
We were supposed to go for a weekend, but
it was raining.
The weather fucking sucks, so we're going back home, unfortunately.
What, 9 o'clock? We won't get home until 2 o'clock. We still got time to make it home to, or go to Blake's.
I'm not going to Blake's or 10 or anywhere in fucking... I do feel bad because it's Serena's 30th birthday tomorrow.
So, what does that mean? Serena does not go to Blake's.
Well, she doesn't, but she's going to Halo.
Where's that? I've never been there.
I don't know.
I've never been to any, like, straight club in Atlanta. Besides, I went to Opera with you guys.
Oh, yeah. I went to Lee because that girl started fighting.
And that was it. And I went to Flip Flops, but I don't know. That's a bar.
I've never been to Flip Flops.
That's a bar, but not a club.
I've been to Electric Cowboy. That place is trash.
Fuck off.
Nothing but white people looking crazy.
Some dry white on tables. Bread.
It's like Coyote Ugly in there. With the ugly in all caps.
This is when I claim my husband.
What?
I'm not those people.
Prone is one of those people. He's one of those trash white people. Oh, I'll just stop right there. That's so rude. I should not have said that. Anyways, I'm Jelani.
Go ahead. His name is Jelani Beatty. Okay. He works at Perimeter Mall.
No, okay, bitch. I'm gonna edit
for
that
all
out.
You trash ass white people.
Come fight me. And you get hit with a fucking hanger, bitch. Bop your ass right in the head.
Whatever.
Yeah, so we're just road tripping. So if there is, like, we tested it before, there's, like, a little noise from, like, the road, just shut the fuck up and listen to it. Like, listen to our voices. That's let our voices guide you this episode.
Running people over, these children.
Yes, if the podcast, this episode just ends abruptly, we're gonna probably hit somebody. So let's just pray to God that doesn't happen, because I am going to run.
All he talks about is run up, get done up. This bitch is gonna run away.
Yeah, I'm gonna run away. I'm not about to get locked up. Because for your... Well, I won't.
What time is that? Is this gonna be your fourth time getting locked up?
No, bitch. You're talking about our fourth time. Okay. Don't play yourself. Bro likes to air all my fucking business. It's cool. It's because you had different locations to work at. Doesn't mean that you have to air my fucking job and where I work at, okay?
Call me Danny Phantom. I'm a ghost.
Danny Phantom. Mm-hmm. Bitch. Goodbye. Anyway.
It would be so fun to be a character.
What?
It would be so fun to be a character.
Yeah,
like Invader Zim. Yeah, like think about it being Invader Zim.
Bitch, I would not want you to live in that Invader Zim world.
That was weird.
That was scary as fuck. That show was not for
his
kids.
His eyes were so crazy.
Because he was crazy. They were all crazy.
Y'all are perfect for that. Remember that pizza episode? That was always the pizza episode.
No, the episode that really traumatized me was the hamster episode. When the hamster was eating up everybody.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, no, that show was dark as fuck.
That one, not cat dog.
Fuck
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
That show used to fuck me up, too.
Could you imagine?
I used to watch it, but I used to be scared as fuck. And then I'd be like, Mom, I can't go to bed.
I would love, that would be such a twisted and demented world to live in. I wonder how many people think like that.
I mean, clearly, a lot of them, because there's so much fucked up shit out there. Like, who literally has the time to sit back and come with, like, oh, I'm going to make a show about a dog who has to save his owner, this old white bitch, from some demons.
All you see is color, Jelani. All you see is color.
Insider. Yeah, no. That bitch, no. I would have let her die.
You would have let her die. Meryl? Was it Meryl?
Muriel. Yeah.
Like Meryl?
What was the husband's name?
Like a Meryl? A mural. Like a mural.
What the fuck was the husband's name?
I don't know. Look it up.
It's on top of my tongue.
Anyway, he had no teeth.
He didn't have any teeth. He had that fucking mask, too.
That's one thing.
That's what he used to do. Like he used to do. What was his name?
That is something that I cannot wait to happen when I get older, when I don't have teeth. Bitch. Suck dick, bitch. Okay? I'm a gum you. Give me your... let me give you my gummies.
Anyways, his name was Eustace. You're fucking disgusting.
Whatever.
Bitch, I hate you.
Let me say that again. Let me turn left on oncoming traffic.
Let's please don't. I'm too young to die. At least when we turn 30 first.
Come on, Botox party.
I don't know if I want to have a Botox party anymore.
What do you want to have when you're 30 years old?
I do want to get Botox in my armpits.
You want to have less gray hair? Excuse me?
I want to get Botox in my armpits.
So you don't sweat.
Yeah. I wonder how much that is. I think that's reasonable.
How's that That's okay. I mean, that's a good thing. Nobody wants to smell sweat, and you'll spend less money on deodorant. Come on, savings, couponer.
I mean, I would still wear deodorant. Like, you would still, like, I'm sure you'd still, like...
You sweat on your ass and on your back.
I don't sweat on my ass.
You don't sweat on your ass?
No.
Ever. When you're at the gym?
No.
You're not working hard enough.
Bitch, I don't know what kind of fucking Team Wolf ass you got, but...
It's okay. It's swampy down there. Call me the bayou.
I hope nobody's eating. Nobody wants to fucking pitch on me. Those fucking swampy booty.
It's okay.
Dirty.
When you gotta flush your teeth, do it the natural way. All right.
That's fucking disgusting. Anyways, so I don't know what I want to talk about first.
Let's talk about.
Okay, I'll just start off with this. Would you ever be in an open relationship?
So then me and my boyfriend can talk about how he sucked dick earlier today?
Yes.
And how he just, you know, he got his back painted by some other man.
His back? I hate when you guys say that. That's so nasty.
When he got Da Vinci remade on his back. The Mona Lisa. I don't want to hear that. No.
I couldn't do it.
What if he came back and said he came back with a bukkake or something? Isn't that when they like...
Bukkake?
Oh, bukkake.
Yes, yeah,
same
bukkake.
That's the same thing. Same or different dress. But I don't know how I would be able to come home to that. Would you come home to that?
I couldn't. Like, I mean, like, a lot of people in open relationships do play together, but I just couldn't be one of those people.
But, like, what are you just, like, you casually just talk about it? I don't know. I've never had this.
I don't know. Like,
all right, for the record, though, let's be real. I've only ever been in one relationship in my entire life, so there's that on that.
But
I'm not very experienced.
You know well enough that you don't want that kind of relationship. Shit, I don't want that kind of relationship.
Why? Have you ever had one?
No.
So how would you know that you wouldn't want to?
I mean, I don't share.
I don't, but you can't say that you wouldn't want it unless you tried it. Just like you didn't know.
I mean, that's like you're giving somebody permission to like basically cheat. Like,
but
I don't.
Is it cheating if you're as a mutual agreement?
I mean,
I'm here playing like devil. I don't know because I don't know anybody that's in a open relationship. But I'm trying to see their way of thinking.
I mean, I guess it's not cheating if it's a mutual agreement. But I guess like it's like a polyamorous thing, but I don't know.
Are open relationships more popular within the gay community than the straight?
I have no idea.
Because like, I don't know many people that are in, well, I guess you hear about the people that have like 5 wives or something like that.
This is polyamorous though. These people just like, I don't know, like I can't want to be, because some of these people are married and have open relationships. Like I don't understand that. I don't want to open up my marriage to some to strangers.
But I wouldn't think that they would. I feel like you'd have to realize like who this person was if you were in another relationship. But an open relationship means that person is not going to stick around, like that you have a rotation of people.
But I don't want that. People in and out. No. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, a lot of people do play together, but, and a lot of people do play like separately, but I don't.
Play devil's advocate real quick. If you've never tried it, how would you know you wouldn't like it? And how
would
you know that
wouldn't
like it? And it's not attractive to you.
I would feel like I'm being cheated on.
But you wouldn't know until you were in that situation.
But I mean, like, for instance, like, if I was in that kind of situation and...
You've been in this situation
before. The person
before.
Was, I guess, messing around with somebody. No, I have not been in this situation.
Oh,
no, absolutely not. If, not saying that, I'm not judging. I'm just saying, I could not do it myself because...
Oh, that was tea.
I don't know. I just couldn't. Like, I mean, I've been cheated on before.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, if I was in an open relationship, like, I guess I would have to be there at all times.
Yeah.
And knowing me, I probably wouldn't even participate. Yeah, though, that's just weird.
What?
I just couldn't do it.
Why?
Because, like...
I think you should try it.
What am I... Bitch! No. What the fuck am I gonna do? Like, oh, let me pop some popcorn while, you know, you suck at my man's dick.
Getting raw dog.
Pushing on his ass. No.
I mean, you can sit there and eat popcorn and watch it.
Absolutely.
Some people, that turns
you
on.
No, I can't even watch porn.
That, to me, that's weird as fuck that you can't watch porn. I have to watch porn, like, every day.
I can't. No, like, if I watch it, I, like, watch it. Like, oh, how'd she do that?
Wait, you actually watch it, like, from beginning to end?
Yeah, like a TV show. Like, oh, shit, bitch. Like, what the fuck? But once they're getting, like, excessive,
what do you mean excessive?
I turn it off. Like, like, the moaning and stuff. And they get close up on the hole and the dick going in. I'm just like, oh, no.
That's literally the best part.
I don't want to see, no, I don't want to see your dick and hairy bouncing up, no, on my screen. I'm good.
But you also starfish in bed, so there's that.
We don't have to talk about my sex life here. Thank you very little. So. But no, no, I couldn't do it. I just couldn't.
I think that you should, if you try it, I'll try it.
Bitch, I'm not trying that
Why?
Shit.
Why? How would you know if you don't like, all right, so you never had tomatoes before. How are you going to say you don't like it if you never tried it?
Bitch, I've had tomatoes and they're delightful. Next.
But you're missing the point of that whole concept.
Bitch, I
can't. You are missing it.
I see it. That's all that I need. I see it.
No, you don't, because you see it, but you never experienced it.
I don't want to.
But what if you like it?
I won't.
What if it's something that you're missing out on your entire life just because you have this narrow mindset?
Bitch, I just think sex is very intimate, you know? And I take sex very seriously. If I'm having sex with you, like, I'm gonna have sex with you. Not you, Peter, Paul, and Mary. Like, no.
If you see Kami.
You can say the disciples. That's not disciples, but Mary's not a disciple.
I mean.
Was Paul and Peter disciples?
Bro, I've never read the Bible.
Bitch, you know, can you name me 5 chapters of the Bible? Not chapters, what are they called, books?
I told you I've never read it before. Well,
give me one. And not Genesis.
I don't know anything in it. I've never, like, fully read it before.
I haven't fully read it, but I know. Bitch, you
didn't
church.
You know where I went to school? Church? I went to a Hispanic-ass church, Seventh-day Adventist. Everybody's speaking Spanish. My dad told me I don't need to learn Spanish because I'm not going to need it. So I was sitting there looking real cute.
That's ignorant.
Just exactly what I'm doing now. Sitting there looking cute.
Uh-uh.
Okay?
I don't know. I mean, shit, I don't go to church like that either, but I can tell you there's Genesis, there's
Bitch,
songs.
You don't need to go to church when you have Rosemary posting all this shit on Facebook.
I don't even see her Facebook post because I had to hide her ass. Sorry, Grams, but she be doing the fucking most.
We love you, though.
You see, she posted on, I posted those 2 pictures on our Facebook. On my Facebook.
2 favorite gay boys are gay men.
Yes, bitch. We should be cute, handsome.
I know, without, shit. We don't need to be gay.
Right.
God dang. I should have corrected her.
Please don't.
She loves me, okay?
Yeah, but she also loves to terrorize people, too. Bitch, she used to terrorize Dustin out the yeet, like, when we first, like, started dating.
Why?
She would, like, message him and be like, stay away from my grandson. She was very mean.
She needs to still be like that. Let me call Miss Rosemary up real quick.
She needs to stay on Facebook. Because she doesn't understand, like, that you, like, when she posts comments, that
everybody
can see it. Yes.
I know.
We're getting off topic.
Anyway, yeah, we went off topic. Anyway, back to the whole open relationship thing. My idea is that you would never know. Like, you would never know you'd like it, right? So why wouldn't you want to try it?
I've been there, done that, don't want to do it ever again.
Say that again?
Been there, done that, don't want to do it again.
Oh, you got the t-shirt for that. Come on, full closet.
T-shirt?
Yeah, when you do something, oh, I got the t-shirt for that. You never heard that before?
No, that's some white shit.
That's some white, all you see is color. Oh my gosh.
I got the t-shirt for that. What kind of shit? Goodness.
I'm so sorry for our listeners.
They'd be fine. Like, let's be real here. Everybody knows how I am.
They're gonna find out tonight.
Well, if you don't, now you know.
Don't know.
You'll be alright.
No.
I'm not racist.
If that what makes you sleep at night.
I'm not. I am not racist. I love everybody.
Off topic. Off topic.
Okay, bitch. Yeah. So you're saying, so you could be in an open relationship?
I don't know because I've never tried it. But to me, okay, so if
but
I was
saying,
to be
would
in a,
you? Like, yes
would
or no?
I be in an open relationship? I would do it just to try it. It might work, it might not.
But you have to, like, date someone for, like, 5 months at least.
Yeah. And they said I would try it, and if whatever, I would end it.
In the relationship?
I would end the relationship. Like, if it didn't work for me, it didn't work for me. But then I could be like, okay, well, I realize open relationships don't work for me, so why not?
But now then, like, what if you were just, like, the guy, and then, you know,
well,
he's willing.
Here's this thing. It's called love, where it makes you act crazy and do stupid-ass shit. So who says to me, I might be in love with him?
Bitch, no. No. I couldn't.
I would not. I don't know. I can't say I would not because I don't know because I've never tried it.
Well, when you do try it, please let me know how that goes.
Bitch, I said I would never date black men, and guess what happened? I tried it, and guess what?
You stuck, bitch. Exactly. Once you go black, you never go back.
That's your fault.
That is not my fault. Yes, we just opened your eyes.
No, you did, girl.
We opened your eyes to the truth.
Okay. To the gods.
Yeah. Never mind.
All right, so what's our conclusion on open relationships?
It's a no for me, sis.
It's
sorry.
A no?
Yeah.
It's definitely...
It's a hard no.
It's an option.
100% no
it's
for me.
It's an option. We're going to come back to this whole topic maybe in about 2 to 3 weeks and see where Jelani's at.
It's a hard no.
It's a hard no.
N-O. No is universal, so everybody knows what no
he
means.
No. N-O. You should be a yes man. See nope. Where life takes you.
Nowhere. Besides death. And depression. I don't need to do all that.
Well, we don't want all that. That's really dramatic.
So yeah, if any of you guys think about coming at me on some stupid shit, talking about some open relationship, you got me fucked up.
He's gonna
you better
run away.
Text. I'll send you Perone's number so you can try it, so you can tell me how it is.
I'll change my number.
He need a little spice in his life.
Oh yes, come on, seasoning.
Yes, he need all the seasoning. Give him the Lari's.
Yes, garlic salt, bitch. Garlic salt is so good on spaghetti.
Bitch, I'm talking about seasoning salt.
Ew. Oh no, that shit is gross. I hate when they.
Bitch, what the fuck?
When they over season fries. And they throw that shit on front. I hate that.
Perone's colors are showing.
Bitch!
The white's
again,
coming out.
Again, take your glasses off because all you've seen is color. We need you back being blind. Come on, Ray Charles.
Okay, first of all, I wasn't blind. Okay. I just lost my contact. I hope I have another pair for my left
you're
eye.
Squint.
I'm gonna be looking like fucking Thor, bitch.
No, you're gonna be looking like. Is it Forrest Whitaker or whatever that man's name is?
Forrest Whitaker?
Whitaker?
Yeah. Get your black names right, bitch. Know
you're
your history.
Look just like him when you work at Abercrombie. Tomorrow.
Bitch, he has a lazy eye.
Is that what they call it, or is he missing a contact?
He's
looking real fucking hard, okay?
He has a lazy eye. Don't come for Forrest Whitaker, okay?
What is he gonna do?
What has he done to you? Says provide you amazing movies.
He was in Wakanda. Black Panther. Okay. That was a great movie.
That's
one
movie you know from
that's
Forrest
all
Whitaker?
I need to know because guess what? My husband knows in that movie too. He just doesn't know.
Who's your husband?
Michael B. Jordan.
I don't really like. He's attractive, but he's not attractive to me to the point
why?
Where I drop my pants and like let him fucking raw dog me in a parking lot.
I would want him to do it right by the waterfall.
Bitch, you too romantic.
I don't want that.
That means you don't like him bad enough.
Get me sorry.
You don't want it anywhere, anyway.
Well, I would. That's like the first little time. Oh my god, bitch, I would be pregnant. That's all I want.
Ew, what?
Why?
If somebody's. I can't even go there. See, off topic again. We cannot help ourselves.
Let's talk about this real quick. No, this is important because this is like
this is not important. I don't want
yes, it
at
is.
The end of the fucking day I don't want nobody spitting on my fucking hole. If you spit on my hole, I'm gonna
it's
send you
not-
your ass packing back to prison where you belong. People in prison do that.
You've been in prison before?
No, bitch.
Okay,
I'm sure so that
how would you know?
I've heard
this
stories
is, this is another thing. So you have never been to prison. How would you know? Just like you've never
bitch,
been in a
you relationship. Bitch, you think they have lube in prison, bitch?
I would be so... Do you know how hot that is?
That's not hot.
Yes, that
to
is.
Me. That's
why?
Spit.
Okay.
No.
I think it's just like the noise.
I'm gonna...
Like
I'm like gagging. Like thinking about it. Like, ew.
It's just like this... It's just like... I think everything leading up... I don't even know. This is a very, like, raw topic to talk about.
It is, and I'm not here for it.
I just, like, I think that it is very... Why is there a red light? Oh, that's, like, the waste station. Anyway, I just think... I don't know. Like, lube is just, like, so... It's manufactured. It's just, like, it's there. When he wants to make enough spit to make it happen... Oof, it's just... Oof. It's just
what if his mouth is dry?
Girl, you better figure that shit out.
Ew, no. Mm-mm.
Or what if he, like... He's like, all right, you spit. And then he, like, puts it in his hand and then wipes you after it. Wait, what?
I would die. I would... Playtime is over, bitch. Get out.
Excuse me?
I wouldn't... I cannot... I can't... Have you ever
okay,
seen
we
spit?
Just, all right, let's stop talking about this. Like... This is, like...
Sorry.
All right, let's go back to the topic. If you guys want to discuss this topic in a later session, we will, and just let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Don't give nothing out, bitch.
Just do WWJB, JD, askthat.com. Jelani will answer all your questions.
That's not a real website. Just like, don't go to that. That's not me. Okay, so at the end of the day, I guess this discussion is just, it's a no.
That's it. For you, still?
Oh, relationships? Yes.
Oh, we're not talking about, I thought we were talking about.
We didn't talk about nothing, no holes, no spit,
I'm
nothing.
I'm here for that. I'm here for the trying of.
That's a hard no for me too, bitch. If you spit on me, any kind of way, you get it.
You know, every time you say no, you're going to grow another gray hair, so you need to stop.
Well, bitch, I guess I'm going to be looking real Silver Fox in a little bit, because I'm saying it a lot of shit, so. No. Yeah, open relationships, no. Prone is open to be in an open relationship.
To try it. Don't knock until you try it.
He's trisexual. He'll try anything once. Maybe twice. Depends on how he likes it.
True. Sometimes you go back for seconds.
Only if it tastes good.
Everything tastes good to me.
Well, that's a problem. Alright. Well, where are we? St. George.
I don't know, but it's really dark.
It is dark, and we still have 4 hours.
That's 4 hours.
And I have to shit.
You better hold it for 4 hours. You're gonna go into a bathroom and then.
I've been having this shit since before Avengers started.
Why did you shit in the movie theater?
Because the urinal was on the floor.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah. So, what, you're gonna shit in the urinal?
No, well, no. I'm just saying, it was a lot of people
so
in there.
Why didn't you just go to the bathroom and install like a normal person? Why
because
did you,
why I can't do that. Because then, like, what if it. I'd be so embarrassed.
All I imagine every time I go into the bathroom is that white chick scene where they're like shitting.
That's exactly what I feel like right now. Bitch, I was still like, oh, we can just get Starbucks coffee and put extra shots. But, bitch, I'm going to be in here. Oh my god, no. I don't even want to think about it. I've never held my shit for this long. This is a very disgusting episode. I am so sorry.
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
Wow. I don't shit. I'm a lady.
All right, bitch. Anyways, so okay, whatever. Opening ship topic. That shit's closed.
That's done.
So,
I have an idea.
Spit it out.
What about people that front on social media?
I'm not here for it.
I think that's necessary. I think that is so true. I think it is true that people want to show off a persona that they have, because I will admit that I have that. I show off this side of me that is, like, always traveling, always doing something. Like, people would think that, like, oh my god, he never sits still, da-da-da-da. Like, bitch, when I'm not traveling, I'm sitting my ass at home, not talking to nobody.
Well, that's not really fronting. You're actually going to these places. When I mean fronting, like, I mean, like, you saying, like, oh, I got this much in the bank. I got this, that, and the third. Oh, I do this. I do that. Yeah, like, but we all know that that's not you.
Yeah. Okay, so, like, I guess, you know, people that maybe have, like, a once-in-a-lifetime thing, but they want to show it off. Like, ooh, like, I know these bitches. Well, I don't really know. I did find out, though, that renting cars in Atlanta are a thing, like, luxurious cars.
Yeah.
And at one of these events that I worked, we had a sponsor. Anyway, he said that most of his business was through renting luxurious cars for only a day or a night.
How much?
So these bitches are spending a ton of money just to front for a night on their new car.
Right.
It's probably more than their, like, house payment.
Which is ridiculous. No,
which, I mean, if that's what gets the views and that's what gets the likes, I mean, I'm here for it. That's what they do.
I see, and, like, I mostly see it on Twitter.
You see it on Twitter. Oh, so let's go through Instagram real quick, and then we'll go to Twitter, because how else would you flash
Instagram,
on
Instagram? I mean, you always find Instagram. Like, that bitch Lil Tay.
Who the fuck is Lil Tay?
The little Asian girl.
I don't follow any personalities.
I don't follow that bitch. She fucking 5.
I know,
she's not really 5. She's like 12, but no, I hate, she gets on my fucking nerves. Oh, you guys are haters. Like, why y'all hating on me? You can't get guap like me, bitch.
You think she's just doing it for attention?
Look at, she be driving. Like, bitch, you can barely press the pedal.
She's better. This is how she drives, right?
Right.
Like, her eyes right above the steering wheel.
She's a mess. So is her fucking mom. Her mom is trash.
But you know that people do that because they can make a little bit of money off of it and then get
clearly,
rich.
Clearly, yeah.
Think about all those people that did it on. Well, those people were actually funny on, like, Vine and stuff. But, like, nowadays, there's people just running like they have all this money. And everybody is a goddamn Instagram mom.
Yeah, okay. PSA, if you are modeling just for Instagram, that is not real. It's not real.
Jelani's just bitter that he never gets likes on his pictures. Yes, it is, girls.
Yes, it is, girls.
Yes. All these girls know, yes. They can get likes. The boys, too.
Bitch.
Don't be mad that you don't get likes.
I'm not like that anymore.
Okay.
Maybe when I was younger.
You act like you're 50 years old.
Bitch, let me tell you something. Let's be real. Me,
two more gray hairs just
me
grew out.
Compared to when I first met you to now. Wow. Completely different person.
Completely different
person. I'm still me. That's probably about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really about it. I'm just still me. But.
Bitch, I'm me.
I'm still a little nice. Sometimes. Anyways, yeah, I just know. Like on Instagram, like, I mean, I don't really see it as much on Instagram. I mean, I wouldn't really know because, I mean, that's curated for, you know, you're not going to post, like, your ugly moments. And if you do, it's probably just for attention. But, I don't know. Like, I don't really see it as much as I do on Twitter that, like, I do on Instagram. Or as much as I see it. I don't see it as much on Instagram as I do on Twitter.
All right, so we talk about fronting on social media. But what about on the other side of the spectrum where it's, like, people share way too much shit that's going on in their lives?
I don't get that either. I don't believe in that because, I mean, other things, certain business you need to keep to yourself.
You don't need to share everything.
Yeah, like my sex life. Yeah, exactly. But, and where I fucking work.
Nobody knows where you're gonna work, okay?
Bitch, yeah, I'm about to fucking quit. Anyways.
I'm gonna add Natasha on this podcast eventually.
Bitch.
Oh my god.
Stop it.
Anyway, but yeah, showing like way too much stuff on like Facebook. A lot of people are open up a lot on Facebook. Alright. But you look at it like maybe this is their only way that they campaign. Maybe this is their only way that they can like reach out to people. This is the way that they feel comfortable. What if they're like fighting depression and like their responses to
Facebook? That's different. Like, you know, like those people don't actually get, you can tell when somebody's looking for attention or when there's something like serious going on. People who like are going through something.
How can you tell the difference?
Because people ask for help.
How?
Those people. What do you mean?
People who really want help don't ever like go out and ask for it.
Bitch, I mean, I went out and got it.
You said what?
I went out and got it.
But you're not everybody.
I'm not. But majority of the people, I feel you can just tell like who, you know, who's real and who's not. Because people do use like depression as like a attention seeking thing, like, oh, I'm so depressed, yeah. Like, you know. But no, like, if when I was depressed, like, I went out, I needed help. So I went out and got that.
Which is the best investment you can ever make is, like, yourself.
And I understand, like, if you need other ways to vent, but there's so many, like, options out there, you know, besides, like, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm not against posting, like, your journey on social media. But just, like, if it's, like, every week, like, oh, hey, like, you know, my life is going this way, my life is going that way. And it's something every fucking week that's a problem. Mm-hmm. Like, bitch, we cannot help you. Especially if you're not asking for help.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know. Like, people just are so into, like, the likes and the followers.
Well,
how could you not...
like want to follow that, realizing so many people can get, or these people have gotten fame from it and have gotten rich from it, like why wouldn't you want to have all these followers?
I mean, that's not the case for everybody. Not every Instagram famous person is rich,
but it everybody sees those like few people that did get rich and it's like, oh well, I'm gonna go ahead and do that too.
I mean, I understand that, but those people who actually are, well, no, I can't say that, because some of those people, I was going to say some of those people who, it's a select few people on Instagram who are Instagram famous, but are actually talented.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, I don't know, like I said, like, Lil Tay and that dumb Icky Vicky girl, whatever the fuck her name is.
I don't give any of those.
People like that, like, no. Like, they don't need to be famous. We don't need to see them every day on fucking social media acting a fool. But, like, people, like, comedians or singers, stuff, like, actors, like, stuff like that, that's talent to me.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't see, like, but you're getting off topic again.
No, we're not. We're talking about, like, when people front on social media. Fronting, like, their live.
Somewhere that they're not.
Huh?
Somewhere that they're not.
Yeah, so they could be acting, like you said, they could be showing, like, way too much, which is something that they're not. They could be totally silent in person.
True. See what I'm saying? Yeah.
Just like...
I mean, I'm not like that.
You said you know a lot of people like
that? Well, I know a few people like that who are, like, really social.
Yeah.
On social media, but when it gets, like, in person, they're, like...
They're very, like, they clam up.
Right.
But like, Twitter, you said, like, Twitter is, like, a huge, like, platform for people to, like, that was a big-ass bug that just hit my windshield, y'all.
Yes,
you
great.
Probably did hear that on the fucking speakers. But there's, like, a huge platform of people that do that on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. I never got into Twitter, bitch. I still don't know how to use Twitter like that, so.
Well, Twitter is, like, dumb shit. Like, for instance, like, if somebody's talking about, like a show or something.
Yeah.
And the person, someone would be out, come out the blue, like, oh, I used to watch that.
Yeah.
No, and damn well they didn't watch that shit. But, like, you know, like, just want to be part of the conversation, which is understandable, but, you know, like, don't front like you know something when you really don't.
Why does that bother
you? I mean, it doesn't bother me. I mean, I just...
You seem a little bit upset. Are you mad that you're not a part of the conversation? Do you want to be let in on the table?
No.
I think you seem a little upset. You didn't get the invitation.
Bitch, I barely like people.
She's salty. Those chips you ate, they're rubbing off.
Bitch, no. I don't do it. I don't see the reason to. I mean, I understand, like, I guess I understand, like I said, people want to be part of, like, a conversation, but... Yeah. Oh, and like I said, with Twitter, it's just, like, likes. Like, you know, you get a lot of likes and retweets and, you know... Boost your ego.
Which is great. Everybody wants an ego boost.
But some people tie it too far.
To the next level.
Who has time for that?
I mean, when you got time, bro.
Most people have too much time.
They need to find something to do.
I wish I had that much time.
You wish you had that much time?
Yes.
You better make time. You do have time, girl. You had this weekend all off.
Bitch, and where am I at right now?
You in the car with me.
Exactly. In a motherfucking car.
I will appreciate it more than you know.
I know you do. You better, bitch. You don't have a fucking choice.
I know.
Oh, my God. I feel like time is not going anywhere. It's just 3 hours and 54 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. This is depressing. See? I just did it. It's not depressing. It's just...
Maybe you need to expand
annoying.
Your vocabulary.
Bitch, my book... Don't.
A thesaurus.
A what?
A thesaurus.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah, you didn't say that shit the first time.
Yes, I did.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
Spell thesaurus, bitch.
Why would you even ask a question like that? Why? Let's be real.
Bitch.
Why would you even ask?
I just had to know.
Okay, we got Google for that.
Hit me with your best shot.
Where's your best shot? B-I-L-E-A-B-L-E.
What?
Bible.
I don't know what the fuck you were talking about.
But that was the end of that. I mean, I feel like you seem pressed.
I mean, I'm not.
About the situation.
I just don't understand the reason behind it, I guess.
Why don't you become friends with people that are like that so that you can see?
Bitch, that's fake. I don't want to be friends with somebody who's fake. Who's faking it to make it.
You don't
it.
Have to be really friends with them. You just need to be friends with them to understand.
Bitch, you know how many friends I have?
Two? Three?
I can count them on both hands. I can barely do that.
You can barely count?
No, I can count, bitch. Don't play.
Good thing I was paying attention to the thing because I gotta get off.
I can barely fucking count on two hands how many people I have as friends. Anyways, no. Like I said, I've done it before.
Yeah.
Which was like fit in, but now like
we're getting off at Ellery. Ellery? No, we're not.
But say what? This is Orangeburg, nigga. You can't read.
Ellery.
Orangeburg.
No,
bitch.
It definitely said it like the next exit was Ellery.
Well, guess what? Let's just say Orangeburg. Stick me to Orangeburg.
Hold on, bitch. Fast and the Furious.
See.
Ready?
Y'all. It's dark as fuck. Oh my god. Anyways, you ever been catfished?
I haven't. Hold on one second. Let's finish this.
I'm gonna say, bitch, piranhas almost literally killed us.
Hold on. I can't. There's too many things going on at once.
Bitch.
Oh, there's no car behind me. Okay, good. How many miles am I on the truck for? Come on, Turbo. My trusty, my Kia.
Come on, Toretto. Fast and furious. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Is there 8 too?
Where's my Paul Walker at? Paul Walker. I'm never gonna find a Paul Walker. You wanna know why?
Bitch, Paul Walker had blonde hair and blue eyes, bitch. He's everywhere.
Sounds like Abercrombie and Fitch to me.
Sounds like, yeah, it does. I was gonna think that's what I can't.
Have I ever been catfished?
Yes.
No, I have never been catfished.
What the fuck?
It's because, one, I'd flake on so many people that I'm sure somebody tried to catfish me, but I just didn't want to hang out with them. I do that a lot.
Same.
Where I would be like, oh, I'll date you, or honestly, before I even get passionate, like, I'll be like, oh, you're cute, and then I'll be like, send nudes, and then I'll be like, oh, I don't like you anymore, and then they're like, you're such a flake, and then I hurt their feelings, and then they're mad.
They'd be alright. On to the next. There's plenty of dick everywhere.
I did that to, we're gonna sub out his name, Tyrone. I did that to Tyrone. You and, Tyler know who this is. I'll be, whenever, you know.
Ew, you, oh, I'm God, he was.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yes, you, that was like your lowest point.
Like, oh, no, this is another one that you guys know. But I be getting pictures from him and everything, and he really wants to meet up. I'll never meet up with him. He's just always been trying to fuck.
Oh, I don't know who this is.
Yes, you do, because you used to live with him.
Wait, I used to. Wait, hold on, wait, wait. Wait. I?
Yes. Well, you used to live in the same house.
Oh, ew.
Yeah.
He is trash. Complete and utter trash.
Oh, I mean, I know this, but, like, if, you know, I need something to look at or I need somebody to say some nasty things to me, he's there for me. Back to the whole catfish thing, because we're getting off topic. I have never been catfished because I flake out on people before I can even meet them. Because I technically don't want to have sex or meet any of these people. They're cute, but it just doesn't happen.
You just want to have the conversation.
That's it.
The conversation is enough for you.
That's it.
No, I mean, I've been catfished. It was in high school. I think it was my senior year.
You were catfished?
Yeah, and it was really this guy. I don't remember his name or anything. But cute guy. It was back, like, during, like, MySpace days. Uh-huh. Cute as fuck. And then we were talking. And then he was like, oh, my God, like, your school is coming to my school for the basketball game. You know, like, let's finally, like, meet. And so I was like, okay, cool. So we went to the basketball game. It was me and my friend at the time, my best friend at the time. Her name was Maddie. Uh-huh. And so we went to the basketball game. And I'm texting him, like, I'm here. Like, where are you? He's like, oh, I'm looking right at you.
Oh, my God.
And I was like,
oh, my God, you're playing peekaboo.
I don't see you anywhere. He was like, I'm at the, I'm, like, right in the middle in the stands. And, of course, because the guy wasn't who he said he was, I was looking and not seeing the right person. And so then, like, I was like, all right, well, I guess you're playing games, so I'm going home. And so then he was like, no, like, you know, I don't mind taking you home. Like, you know, just get in the car. We'll, like, go eat. And I was like, nigga, no. Like, what the fuck? Like,
that was his name.
No.
Oh, okay.
But no, it was just weird. And then when I got Facebook, you know, like, I guess he popped up on, like, suggestions. Uh-huh. And he was like this heavyset, like, guy. Uh-huh. Who was just not my type at all. And yeah, it was freaky. Like, why would you lie about something like that? Whose pictures are you using?
I don't know.
Like,
I mean,
what the fuck is wrong with people?
I've had somebody oh, you know what? I have been catfished. But it was, they catfished me with pictures of people of a person that I already knew. And then they told me a different name, which was very weird because I was like, I know who this is.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was on Jack. It happened to you and Tyler too.
It happened to me and Tyler?
I think they sent it to Tyler.
That was a Tyler, that wasn't me.
Remember? And then you guys screenshot it and sent it to me. Because we knew who this person was.
Yeah, that happened to Tyler, that happened to me.
You know who I'm talking about though, right?
No.
Who the pictures were of?
No.
Oh.
Now I want to know.
You guys sent it to me, screenshot it to me in the group. This is when me and Tyler were living together. You're yeah. like, guess who just messaged me on Jack? And then it was a picture of stick legs.
Ew. What? Really?
Yeah.
Wait, there's so many stick legs. There's...
My stick legs.
Oh. I don't remember. Yeah, that happened to Tyler. That happened to me.
Yeah, you guys screenshot it to me.
He knew better. He knew I would find out and fucking kill his ass. But, yeah, yeah no.
So, being catfished? No, not really. I wish. I think that would be exciting. It would be a good
that's
story to tell.
That's just scary. Like, you have all this time to, like, portray somebody who you're not. And, like, you're literally stalking. You have to stalk someone else to get those pictures.
No kidding. Why do you think they came up with a show named Catfish?
Fuck that show. I cannot watch that shit.
Oh my god, there's a laundromat. I haven't seen a laundromat. Bitch, we are in the middle of fucking nowhere if they have a big ass laundromat over there. Don't step out the car, Jelani.
I'm not stepping out nowhere, bitch. Not in the fucking Jesus nowhere. Nice's Road, Northwest. Fuck that.
You ain't coming back. What is this? Do you see that red neon sign?
This is Kia.
Bitch, I really need glasses.
Bitch, what the fuck?
I really
You can't glasses. See?
I could not see that. I can't see, like, really far away. Like, let me see your glasses.
Here. It's green, bitch. Please don't kill me. All right, bitch. Can you see out those? You can see out those. That is sad, Perone. Perone is driving blind, bitch! If you can see out my glasses, you're blind as fuck.
Oh, my God.
It's a whole new world, isn't it?
Wow. Oh my god. Am I supposed
okay,
to go straight?
Bitch.
Oh, hold on. I don't think I was supposed to go straight. I think I
you weren't.
There you go.
See, bitch.
Oh my god, am I supposed to stop?
Okay, bitch.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh god, okay. I'm about to fucking.
I'm about to turn around.
Sprinkle Avenue. Oh, bitch. We go. Oh no, you just bust a U turn, bitch.
I'm about to. There's a car behind me, though. Oh, I gotta turn left here. Oh my god, those glasses are amazing.
That's what happens when. Yeah. Oh lord, we're going down the fucking. Okay. Anyways, what the fuck were we talking about? Catfishing.
I've never been catfished.
It happened to me once before, but I don't exactly remember that situation.
Bitch, I am really fucking blind. Wow.
I'm glad you... Do you not go to the eye doctor?
I haven't been. I told my mom I'm getting LASIK, though.
Bitch, that's a good investment.
It's really cheap now. Anyway, I think we're out of topics for tonight, y'all.
Are we?
Yes.
Boring.
I think this was a very good episode.
You think so?
I think so. I mean, we're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting
coming
there.
Up with, like, we're getting, you know, a structure. We come up with topics, and then we go off topic a little bit, then come back on.
We go off topic a lot.
But, I mean, we still stay on to our main points.
Yeah, we still get... Oh, we still say what coming. The fuck we want to say. God damn, are you fucking kidding? I don't want to hit no fucking
Wait,
train.
Why is this not... Why...
Just go.
Is there a train coming? Pay attention.
I'm scared.
Oh, my God. Is there a train coming?
I don't know, bitch. Just go.
Oh my god, that's terrifying. Why the fuck was one of them broken? Anyway, I think we're getting like a structure. We'll have like 3 main points or something like that. But you guys feel free to give us, you know, suggestions. We need like an email or something that they can message us
at. We do have an email.
What is it?
It's, hold on. I gotta pull it up.
Oh, okay.
Because, I mean, anyway, I don't
we
use
love
it.
Suggestions. You know, we're just trying to, you know, we're just two boys out here. In the big city of Atlanta, well, not right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we're two gay handsome men.
Two gay handsome men.
But, yeah, it's tgtfpod@gmail.com. So, you know, I mean, we also have an Instagram, but I don't use that shit.
We do.
I use my own Instagram.
Oh, okay. We do have Instagrams, too, but we're not going to give that out to you guys just yet.
Why not?
Because it's a surprise. Bitch, just look us up. My name is Tyler Perone, and this is Jelani BB.
Bitch, why do you... He wants to put my government name, my place of work, my sex life. What's next? My fucking bank account? Like, goddamn.
Your social security number and your mother's maiden name.
Bye, bitch.
Anyway. Okay, thanks, guys, for listening.
Yeah, like I said, write the email. Write us in the email, or just... My friends, your friends, mostly my friends listen to this because I don't think you've given it out yet.
I haven't put it out, no. I might put this one out.
Yeah.
So please feel free, you know, DM us on Instagram when you find it.
And let us know what's up. What's the tea?
Well, yeah, what's
because
real good?
We're trying to do this for real. This is only rough draft number 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
We're getting somewhere, though. We're making traction.
Right.
Because we just need a peer review, MLA format, and our citations, and we're good to, you know...
Yeah, I mean, that's what everybody said, mostly, like, we just need, like, a better structure.
Yeah. So, suggestions are welcome.
All right, bitches. It's been real.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
I'm about to go shit. Bye!